views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Cando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is the 19th of October, 2018. We have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for being a part of today's show. Greatly appreciate you all. And today is a Financial Friday. Debt in today's show is on Financial Friday. Debt is a weapon of choice. But we may move that around a little bit just because of wanted to get some information out to you that I think is very, very important. But that will be the precipice of today's show. But the reason why we have today's show is because of Black Talk Radio Network. And without Black Talk Radio Network, we would not have Cando Radio Show. So please, everyone, continue to support. And if you haven't supported as of yet, please make a conscious effort to support Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by going to the website of www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Find the donation prompt, click it, give some of your financial energy. All donations, regardless of their size, are greatly, greatly appreciated. So please definitely engage in that. And also, you can support the network by being a part of its social media platform known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media platform where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. Or, and you know, one guarantee is that they will not sell your information to any bidder. And that's how you can support this network as well. For only $24 yearly, you can engage in all of your social media activities that are more beneficial to you than otherwise the other ones, because those other ones are getting monetary gain from your overall presence, your eyeballs, your engagement, your activity. They're monetizing it, and they're not sharing one penny of it with you. So come on over to BTR Community, where you can promote yourself, your business, within reason, and have that switch over to a more sincere engagement and relationship. So please do that. $24 a year, and you go to www.btrcommunity and go in from there. And also, if you would like to acquire real money, then please go to Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metals dealership where you can exchange your cash for real money while you're still able to do that. And as things continue to trend, you probably won't be able to do that as easily or as accessibly as you can now. Get ahead of that. Save in real money. You don't save in cash, okay? So going over to prosperitymint.com. And once you're there, check out what's in inventory, then email info@prosperitymint.com, and say, hey, you're a Cando Radio Show listener, and someone will get in contact with you only for the purpose of explaining to you how the purchasing process works. They won't be using it for anything else. Any other sale calls won't give your information to anyone at all, okay? So do that. It's in your best interest. All right, so We're getting ready to go into today's show, but I just want to say to my co-host, Keith, Pastor Keith, happy belated born day, my brother. It was a good day for you yesterday at however age you have turned, but you turned it well. And, you know, if for those of you that know Pastor Keith, we never know what his age is. So,
what are you
doing? And I won't go into that because I don't want Keith to say what his age is, because that's like talking to, I don't know, Keith. It's just hard to really get to the sum of the matter. So, but either way, you're doing very, very well. Glad to have you here, my buddy. So we're going to jump into today's show. And today's show is very, very important. In my opinion, I think a lot of them are important. I always say that. And I always say this is a lot going on. But it really, really is. And so we're going to jump into today's show. So today's show is debt is a weapon of choice. But we're going to tweak that a little bit. We'll come back to that because it's just some things that I definitely think we should be made aware of. And this is the real precipice of this show. So, and I want to just thank you all for being here. Missed you all yesterday, but was able to get some things done and still need to do more. But the news, first article I posted from What's in the News is from Wolf Street. U.S. gross national debt jumps to $1.2 trillion in fiscal year 2018. We'll come back to that. Next article, really good one from Waking Times. The German banker who helped Spain conquer the Americans and poison the poor. Very, very important, because this was a part of the show that I wanted to do, and we'll have to come back to that, as debt being weaponized. And definitely was, and it's old historical things, and they repeat themselves. So check out that. Next article got from Mind Unleashed, the Rothschilds' Mercury Mind. Population controls an agent of antiquity. Yes, they were actually, it's just showing how the overall bankers, what they use, and mercury is one of the things that they use to control people. And because it brings about, thoughts of suicide, chronic illness, chronic fatigue, mental health problems, and all of these other issues, anxiety, depression, neurological diseases and disorders. So it's mercury is being used as a controlling factor, and this is how they poison the population. You ever wonder why with fluoride and everything else? Because of that intake, it prevents you from really being able to see things and to understand things and to have a real cognitive understanding of different things. Because fluoride, think about it, fluoride is a side. Homicide, suicide, pesticide, herbicide, genocide, fluoride. It's a ride for a reason, and it's put into your, and this really, because of that, with mercury and fluoride and other things, it enables people to have a sense of ennui, the sense of ennui, and that really is detrimental, because it's been a part of the overall program to poison the people. Because when you poison the people, they're much, much easier to control. Much easier to control. And they've had full control. And so, you know, I don't really like to argue, about, you know, different things, or because it's really not necessary, because sometimes people don't know. And we've all been subject as being in this program, we've all been poisoned. And because of that poison, there is no clear mind that the general population has because of that poison. Once that poison is introduced into your body, and mercury being one of them, mercury is the hardest thing, is probably one of the most difficult things to detox from your body, to get it out. And what it does while it's there, scientifically proven, and this is why it's all there. So check out that article. Next article from physics. Nearly half of the world lives on less than $5.50 a day. Less than $5.50 a day. And unfortunately, that trend is going to expand, and is going to expand within the borders of the U.S., which it already has, but in a much, much more profound way. Check out that article. Next article, got this one from RT International. Suspect members of, move this down. Suspect member in Khashoggi's hit team dies in a mysterious traffic accident in Saudi Arabia. You know, I was talking to Pastor Keith, and I meant to say this on Wednesday. Just like with when there was the so-called SEAL team that was supposedly had took out Osama bin Laden. I remember when that happened, and I said, you know what, this team is going to be, they're going to be gone within 1 year. Lo and behold, all of them were gone. And I meant to say yesterday, this overall team that went to Turkey to do this overall operation, watch, they're going to be all going to be gone within months, and it's already starting, and it's not going to stop. So check out that article. Next article from New York Times. U.S. spy agency increasingly convinced of Saudi Arabia's Saudi's prince ties to the journalist's disappearance. Next article is also from Press TV. Turkey to share new evidence on Khashoggi's with the world. And there were some reports that they shared the overall audio tapes with celebrity figurehead Pompano, head Secretary of State Pompano, recently. I don't know if that happened, but they do have the tapes, and they're going to hold on to that. This is all being set up in a very, very suspicious way, and it's not going away. It's going to expand, and I think I wanted to show y'all some of that today, how this whole thing is going to span. It's not going away. Countries are starting to pull out of Saudi Arabia, but we'll check out some of the other stuff that's happening. Next article from Bloomberg says Khashoggi's crisis widens Trump's rift with Congress. And yeah, that's definitely going to continue to expand, in my opinion, on a very, very, because it's purposely driven. Next article, this one from Sputnik News. Trump says, yeah, U.S. to make strong statement upon receiving Khashoggi's probe results. Celebrity figurehead President of the United States Trump said that the U.S. government will be making a strong statement after receiving results of journalist Khashoggi's disappearance investigation. Donald Trump said he is waiting for the results of the Khashoggi disappearance probe and noted that the consequences in the case might have to be very, very severe. Check out that article. Next article from Press TV says Turkey urged to call for a UN probe into Khashoggi's case. Next article from Press TV. And Keith, remind me, I got to tell you something very important. Next article from Press TV, and it says that, and Press TV is an Iranian publication. Saudis mulling Ben Salman's replacement report. Having found Crown Prince MBS antics too costly for its country already, and has already stained its reputation, Saudi Arabia's ruling family is looking to replace the young prince with his less ambitious brother, Khalid. Check out that article. This is all going to blow in a very, very controlled fashion. Next article. Critical one from Russia Insider. Russia getting rid of the U.S. dollar, a matter of national security, Putin says. I want to read a quote for today's show, because I'm going to change it up a little bit. I want you to hear something that Putin said yesterday. Very important, what he tweeted out yesterday. Next article from RT International. Russia liquidating nearly all of its holdings of U.S. debt. In investing the overall, it says, investing money in gold. The Central Bank of Russia has continued to get rid of U.S. Treasury bonds in August. The share of the Russian investments in American debt is getting close to zero. Russian investments in U.S. security as of August has fallen to just $14 billion. Now, this is a country that has no debt, and they're moving that into gold. Next article from RT International, Russia and China preparing to ditch dollar for national currency in trade. Huge, huge article as well. Next article from Ron Paul. Press TV. Ron Paul says, predicts a big bust for U.S. economy. Former Congressman Ron Paul predicts a big bust for the U.S. economy. Check out that article from Press TV. Next article got from Press TV as well. Trump says it certainly looks like Khashoggi is dead. And he basically, yes, right? And the whole thing is now, all of these things are very, very significant, because what's going to happen is that there's going to be a noose tied around the U.S. and Israel's neck. And right now, Israel, I definitely anticipate them to engage into destabilizing and to change the overall agenda and the overall geopolitical situation by a major, major move. I definitely anticipate that they are going to go out in all-out war in Gaza against Hezbollah, and that will change this overall momentum and this tide that's building against the alliance. So check out that article as well. Next article got from RT International. Chop, chop. Saudis may cut billions in military contracts and petrodollars in response to U.S. sanctions. Next article, very important one, and I wanted to change it up because of this one. This one came from Press TV. Keith, check this one out. Press TV, half of U.S. troops expect war with Russia and China in 2019. Press TV, nearly half of all of the current U.S. military troops on active duty believe there will be fighting a major war with Russia and China soon. An alarming increase in war anxiety among American soldiers, a new poll has found. We're going to take a look at, we need to kind of change this show around because of this, because it's definitely, yes, they know. They absolutely know. And in my opinion, yes, it is definitely going to happen. Next article from CNBC, criminals, nothing but criminals. China stock market is getting pummeled. And history shows that it's bad news for the U.S. market. Check out that article. Next article from South China Morning Post. Has MBS emboldened by Trump overplayed his hand? Check out that article. Next article from Reuters. Very important one. Treasuries. U.S. yields hold rise as jobless claims fall. U.S. Treasury yields held earlier gains on Thursday as domestic jobless claims fall last week. So check out that article. This is moving in a bad, bad, bad direction. Next article from Market Watch. From Market Watch, article says, America, $15 trillion student loan is a failed social experiment. America's $1.5 trillion. Sorry about that. Whole big difference. America's $1.5 trillion student loan industry is a failed social experiment. And this is something that earlier the week Brother Davis had mentioned about. Yes, huge, huge, huge. Check out that article. Next article, got this one from International Man. The Great Depression Part 2. Yes, very true. Next article got from South China Morning Post. Air Force urges to sign South China Sea Code of Conduct. Defense ministries from the Association of Southeastern Asian Nations, also referred to as ASEAN nations, have agreed a set of guidelines for warplanes flying over the disputed South Sea of China and will invite China and the U.S. to sign up. ASEAN is going to be moving towards China, big time. Next article, this one comes from Press TV. China to hold its first ASEAN drill as U.S. B-52H fly over the sea. China is preparing to hold its first joint military maritime exercise with navies from 10 South Asian nations next week in an effort to erase rising tensions in the disputed South Sea of China. is reported as a Singapore. ASEAN is going to go with China. So very, very important. Next article. I already did that one. Next article. This one comes from Sputnik News. Pompano said, celebrity figurehead Mike Pompano said, U.S. needs to know the facts behind Jamal's U.S. needs to know the facts behind Khashoggi's vanishing to formulate a response. Check out that article. Next one from Sputnik News. Turkey did not give away any audio recordings related to the Khashoggi's case to the U.S. They have that audio. What do you think? And I'll talk about this a little bit later, but very, very important. Here's a huge one, Keith. This one comes from France24.com. And my commentary was game over. Here it is. These next couple of articles are going to be very, very important. Here it goes. Turkey to host a Syrian summit with Russia, France, and Germany. Turkey is going to host a Syrian summit with Russia, France, and Germany. This is all the geopolitical landscape, and I'm going to come back to that. Very, very important. Next article from Sputnik News. Russia and the European president hold press conference in Sochi. This was just a couple of days ago. The Egyptian president was in Russia 2 days ago in Sochi. Tell you why that's so important in a minute. Next article from South China Morning Post. Yuan has halted the slide against the U.S. dollar after the People's Bank of China comments. Check out that article. Next one from Forbes. Raising home prices could call a falling an increase in retirees' cost of living. Rising home prices cause false increase in retirees' cost of living. Very, very important. Social Security will pay a 2.8 COLA to reflect the rise in price. Check out that article. Very, very important. Next article from Market Watch. Why the U.S. housing recovery is built on quicksand. Very true. Next article, this from Sputnik News. Very critical. Here we go, Keith. U.K. U.S. ministers quit Saudi summit over Khashoggi's disappearance. The celebrity figurehead, United States Secretary of Treasury Steve Mnuchin, and the U.K. International Trade Secretary Fox both announced they will not be participating in the future investment initiative in Saudi Arabia, a huge conference sometime known as the Davos in the Desert. It's not so much that the U.S. pulled out. It's everything that Britain did, everything that the U.K. did. That is the critical one. Next article, this one from Sputnik News. Trump won't ban Riyadh over Khashoggi's case. We'll capitalize on it, a retired general said. The imposition of any kind of restrictions against the Saudi Arabian kingdom is not in the interest of the Trump administration. An American arms manufacturer, a retired Turkish general, told Sputnik News. He explained how Donald Trump may be able to benefit from the current scandal over Khashoggi's incident. And I want you to, and we're going to come back to this. Very, very, the read between the lines on this is critical. Is extremely critical. The setup and the trap is so deep. So, so deep. Next article. This one comes from the South China Morning Post. U.S. urge to counter Chinese aggression with Asian military partnership. Check out that article. Next one, Raj posted this one from Internet Archives. Ethnic Cleansing Operation Field Manual 6 from 2003. It's a free download. And what it is it's the overall, it's the field manual number 6 of 2003, ethnic cleansing operations. So check out that, and Rod said this is an actual a military manual for 2003 on the cleansing of Black Americans. Read and share how eradicating us from the U.S. strategically. So, yeah, check out that whole thing and check that out.
You know what, Dave?
Keith wanted to chime in. Yeah, hold on one second, Keith.
Yeah, because that's real interesting, and you would think that there's just no way that can be done. But I read an article not too long ago, and it was talking about Argentina. And what they were talking about was the process that they went through of eliminating all the Black people out of Argentina. So we look at that, and we're just going like, you know, that's preposterous. But not only is this not preposterous, but it's already been done. So I that would step up my interest in that article quite a bit.
Yeah, it's a field manual. A field manual that's there. Definitely suggest everybody. Great post, Ross. Thanks for posting that one. Yeah, we definitely need to. That's a show in on it. All on its own. So check out that one. And next one, Ross posts this up from Wake Up World. Ibogaine, a promising natural alternative for addiction treatment. Check out that article Roz posted there. Next one, got this one from RT International. Apocalypse in 2019. Is Russia/the U.S. war possible? And we're going to take a look at that. Next article from Sputnik News. Celebrity figurehead retired General Petraeus warns the U.S. and U.K. military alliance at risk. Yep, Keith, from Sputnik News, we're going to try to tie all of this together. Petraeus has warned that the U.S. and the U.K. military alliance is at risk. You think? Remember when I said that it wasn't really that the U.S. wasn't going to Saudi for the Davos in the desert? It was really significant that it was UK that wasn't going. That was the significance. It's a lot of significance, and all of these are tied together for what's going to happen. It's a big, big, I would like to put it, it's a tapestry of destruction that is being woven. Okay? In a geopolitical realm, they have to be tight, and everybody's has to be assured that they're going to be taken care of when they do certain things. And now everyone is starting to make sure that they're going to be fine with everything as it unfolds. And it's very, very tight. And it's all deals are broken the moment that they're made, because every deal is a setup for an agreement that's already been solidified indeed by dirt. And so it's all a trick. So check out that article. Next article, almost done here, is that, and this is very, very important, got this one from Sputnik News. Palestinians continued protest against Israel along the Gaza border, and I anticipate that this is happening right now. I anticipate that Israel will have a heavy hand in this one today that will lead into more confrontation, and it may even lead into all-out war in Gaza over this weekend. What will that do? The alliance has lost a lot of strategical ground over the past 2 weeks, this past month. They are going to try to have an insurgence to regain it. And I wouldn't, and this is one of the points that they will use. So check out that article. Very, very important. And last article, and this one is from, got this one from RT. Russia welcomes foreign banks to join its money transfer alternative to SWIFT. Whew. Man, this will be the last thing that we probably take a look at. So that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation anytime, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'd love to hear from you all. And we're going to get started in today's show, which I think is very, very important and critical. What I want to do really quickly is I want to first take this aspect of it. And what's happening in Turkey and Saudi Arabia with the Khashoggi case. Here's and I've already kind of talked about it, it's really, really a trap. And here's, Keith, some of the ties that I see, and I tell you something after off air, and I didn't realize it until today. I was shocked. So right now, you have to look at something. And one of the things I would say, there's a story that I posted, and it was from the Press TV, and it's Turkey to share new evidence on Khashoggi with the world. And they put it in parentheses, meaning that they have a Trump card for Trump. They got a Trump card for the U.S. They got a Trump card for the world. They're not going to share it with the U.S. because they know that the U.S. is in bed with MBS. And it's going to tie it into celebrity figurehead Trump's son-in-law, Kushner. Right? What's his name? Kushner. Yeah, Kushner. Jared, right? Jared, right? It's all going to tie into him. That's going to tie into Trump, because Trump's relationship with the Saudis goes back into when he was a young, young man. And all of this dirt is going to come up. This was the greatest setup to nullify the U.S. with the rest of the world. This is going to go into the Mueller investigation as well. All of this is going to tie itself into there. And this is going to be a huge displacement. See, these moves that are being made, they appear to be one thing, but their intentions are far, far greater. Far, far greater. So Turkey says that they have new evidence and they're going to share it with the world. And they actually had their overall allies employ them to go to the UN with it, to have a UN case for this. And remember what the UN said on this case. That all diplomatic immunity will be removed in this case. What does that mean? You only remove diplomatic immunity when you want to give the appearance that you're going to have people of such a high profile that are going to be tied into this overall murder case. It's bigger than MBS. It is really the overall consortium of nations that are against the U.S. that are now disenfranchising and nullifying the U.S. And it's going to be huge. And it's all set up. Here's why I say that. It was a couple of articles. Here's the one article, really quickly, that was very significant in this whole thing that puts it all kind of together. And I need to go back to, let me get back to here, and then you can make your own determination. And maybe, oops, see, there's a meeting that's going on. And this one came from, and I posted it in, remember, Keith, I said, talked about this, I tapped you on this. This one came from France24.com. Here's what it says. Turkey to host the Syrian summit with Russia, France, and Germany. Okay, here it goes. Turkey's president, Erdogan, will host a summit on the Syrian conflict with the leaders of Russia, Germany, and France on October the 27th in Istanbul. The spokesman said today. Where was the Saudi consulate? In Istanbul. Where did Turkey get all of this information about Khashoggi's disappearance? In Istanbul, at the consulate, the Saudi Arabian consulate. How did they do it? They turned on their wiretapping devices inside of that overall compound, and they heard everything that was going on there. Right? Why is this so significant? Remember what Erdogan said 3 months ago when the U.S. attacked Turkey's economy. He said, we know who's behind this and what your intentions is, and you're going to fail. This is why he said that, because they already had intelligence that this was going to go down. They already knew from back channels that this was being planned. So they were purposely in place to seize on that when it did happen. And guess what happened? Somebody fell in their trap. So now what does Turkey do? It's no coincidence that Turkey is calling for a summit on Syria with Germany, France, and Russia. And Turkey's going to release information. I don't know if they're ever going to make those overall tapes public. They never need to make them public. But what they see, by not making them public, they have more bargaining chips with those tapes than otherwise using it. Because now what you're going to start to see, you're going to start to see a lot of displacement in the world, because they have the overall Trump card on them all. Because what they really have is they don't have just the overall tapes on them, on the dismembership of Khashoggi. They got everything leading up to it happening. And who did they get that from? They got it from the Russians. They got it from the French. And they got it from the Germans. And now they're coming in with the overall, where they were going to talk about Syria and Turkey. Why? Because there's your alliance. And this is why it's so important that the UK pulled out of everything. And the UK pulled out of everything because of why? Because MI6 knew what was going to happen as well. They knew the same information that the others knew, and they probably knew how it trickled down even more. This is why this is in public view for a reason, because of the geopolitical impact. And how it's going to unfold, the dominoes that come from this is going to be huge. It is how you have the overall engagement for war against the U.S. and they lose handedly. Because now you have NATO completely broken up. Then they can present all of the information why the U.S. is a rogue state and why they need to break this up. And we all know that they've been doing this type of stuff. All of these governments do this type of stuff. But see, this is one of the things, is that when you're in a den of thieves, if they're able to throw your dirty laundry out on the streets, then you'll be the only thief that everyone notices. And that's what's happening here. And it's going to lead to what we've been trying to prepare everyone for. Check it out. Here it goes. The summit will be attended by Russian President Vladimir Putin, as well as French and German leader Emmanuel Macron and Merkel, Turkish president spokesman said, citing that the state-run news agency was reporting. It will seek efforts to find a long-lasting solution to the Syrian conflict. What is the long-lasting solution to the Syrian conflict? U.S. out. Israel out. Saudi Arabia under control. The only country that's missing for this whole thing is, and they probably didn't do it to, just for the shock matter, is they didn't invite Iran to it. This is going to perpetuate Iran into a position that Saudi Arabia has had for so long. Now we're going to switch it. And the ramifications are going to be significant. Here's what the article says. To find a long-lasting solution to the Syrian conflict. See, Syria is the whole fight for everything. It was because of the Nord Stream deal and the overall pipeline and the overall control of the overall Middle East. Controlling the Middle East also is controlling the South Sea of China. It's controlling the Korean Peninsula. It's controlling the Eastern Bloc in Eastern Europe. It's controlling the continent. All of that is significant right there, because all of that does what? It gets energy from there. So with that overall energy flow, whoever controls the energy flows dictates the overall policies in the game, in the rules of the game. So the article goes on. Erdogan previously planned to host the international summit in September, but it didn't take place. Why did Erdogan switch from September to October? Because he knew they weren't going to kill Khashoggi until until October. And it's all laying out here. The Syrian regime allied Russia-supported Turkey announcement and agreement on September the 17th to create a demilitarized buffer zone, in the Idlib region, home to 3 million people. The deal to create a 15 to 20 kilometer wide zone came after a flurry of activity as Turkey fought to avoid an assault by Damascus and further the influx of the people across the border. According to the deal, the zone would separate the rebels in the region zones under the supervision of two sponsored countries, and it gave oppositions and the jihadist fighters until October the 10th to clear the buffer zone of any heavy weapons. So now they're ready to have the overall summit. You never cancel a summit in September and have the summit 1 month later on these scales. You never take the overall agenda or the schedule of Vladimir Putin, of Macron, of Merkel, and change it in Erdogan and change it from 1 month later. Because these individuals, their schedules are set out very, very long. You don't do that. If you cancel something, you cancel and you have it, we'll have it months later. And they'll say this, to be announced. That means they're going to have to wait to get with everyone's schedule. But what they did in this one, is they changed it by a couple of weeks. Do you know how full these individuals' calendars are? And you want to cancel something and then say we're going to have it a couple of weeks later with all of these individuals? Mm-mm. Don't make sense. But why are they doing that? Because the priority of what's going on here supersedes everything that's on their calendar. They had to wait for the trap to be sprung. And that's what they did. And this whole thing is going to play out in a way that you and I may not see all of the inner dealings, but all of the evidence is right here before us that, something ain't right. And what ain't right is the trap that's been laid. Erdogan made that threat to the U.S., made that very confident threat to the U.S. when they destabilized and started to attack the Turkish lira. Look at all the currencies that are under attack right now. Look at all the currencies that the U.S. is actively engaging in destabilizing. Erdogan said, we know who's behind it. You're going to get smashed this time. And they're setting up for that to happen. And where's the weakest link? Out of Saudi Arabia. Another significant part about that is that the first meetings recently, just this week, on the 13th, 14th, and 15th, Saudi Arabia's met with the Russian officials. Before, the Secretary of State of the U.S., celebrity figurehead Secretary of State of the U.S., flew 14 hours. 16 hours for 15 minutes with the celebrity figurehead king of Saudi Arabia and 30 minutes with MBS. total of less than an hour. That's all they were given, right? But they met with 3 days with the Russians. I posted it all here. It's there. What was significant of that? Soon as the world was made aware of what was Khashoggi's disappearance with the Saudi Arabians, first thing that they do, we need to meet with the Russians. In that overall meeting with the Russians, I could see it going this way. We told you it was going to go. We had you. Now what do you want to do? Do you want to be a part of it, or do you want to go down with them as well? And if you do going to go down with them as well, but guess what? Since you didn't listen, you want the whole country to go down, or is it just going to be you? I'm going to tell you, the rest of the family is going to want you to take the fall on this. Because not only have they talked to MBS, but they talked to the rest of the family as well. And they say, your relationships in the past have now caught up with you. Which way do you want to go? Now, the family is the Sauds, the House of Saud is mumbling, getting rid of MBS. Oh, it's a done deal. And it's not because Lindsey Graham said y'all need to get rid of that dude. He's toxic. Right? We heard it here. It's because of the overall future in the direction of what's going to be happening going forward. He's a liability. But who's the real liability? Who's the real liability? The real liability wasn't MBS. It's the relationship in the petrodollar. Because that's what's got Saudi in this pickle. It's the petrodollar. The agreement that Kissinger made back in the 70s. The agreement was that they would give them technology and protect them. Well, now guess what happens? If that's what got you in bed with the devil, well, here's the new deal. We can give you technology and we can protect you. U.S. can't give you any technology anymore.
And they can't protect
you anymore. Done deal. And this is going to be huge. Keith wants to chime in.
You know, it's kind of interesting seeing this come together, Dave, just in light of some of the stuff that you're saying today. Because the first I really heard about this major grumbling was the fact that when I first heard about it, the main agreement was between China and Russia. And their main grumbling was the fact that they had to purchase everything with the American dollar, and the United States was doing the same thing, but they were printing their money at will. And it just ticked them off to no end, because why we have to abide by these rules when the ones that are getting benefits, the most benefit out of it, they don't have any rules. And that's when I first heard of them coming together to go around the petrodollar. That was my first waking up to all this rumbling going on. It came to the petrodollar, primarily between Russia and China at that time. Now, I might be late, but that's how my recollection goes.
Yeah,
it's the old deals. See, one of the things about deals is that every deal has an expiration, has a shelf life. It's like milk on the shelf. It expires after so long. And what you're seeing is that even with the currencies, the reserve currencies of the world, they have a shelf life. They have a time period. And after that time period, they fall off. Why does that happen? Because the influx, the natural flow of society changes. What you were able to do with people today you weren't able to do with them, what you were able to do with them 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you're not able to do to those individuals now. Or you have to repeat it and have that cycle come back. It's a cycle, cyclical, it's cyclical. So when going around this deal, the overall petrodollar deal, the reserve currency deal is now dead and stale. And this is why we're having, you're seeing this play out in a geopolitical way. And it behooves of us to look at it from a historical standpoint and then say, okay, well, what does this mean for me? If I was in a different jurisdiction or country, so to speak, I would have a different approach than what I would have from being here. Because the overall effects of this deal's going stale is going to affect me differently than for someone that is going to be on the other side of the new deal, which ain't so new. The new world order, which ain't so new. It's just a deal in world order. It's new to you. And the whole restructuring of this whole thing is critical to our standing as individuals, as a family, and as a community here. The reason being is because the tsunami wave of this is going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to move in some things with great force, and it's going to destroy a lot of things with great force. Either way, the force will be great. And for everyone listening here, and the people that generally listen to Tando Radio Show within the so-called confines of the Corporation of the United States, the destructive force of this tsunami is going to uproot your foundation. For others that listen to Tando Radio Show worldwide, is that there will be a great temptation that will be offered to you. There will be a great facade of an opportunity that will be offered to you. You may individually benefit from it, but your overall benefit of this will be poison for you, those that you have yet not named. One of the things that the overall system does is that it controls and poisons the people. And this is why one of the first articles I posted for today was how the bankers were using poison to control the people. So the second article from Waking Times and the Mind Unleashed one, the Rothschild's Mercury Mine, and the German banker who helped Spain conquer the Americas and poison the poor. It all goes together because that's what the system continues to do. And one thing before we go to the break, significant meeting was this week, Keith, was when the celebrity figurehead president of Egypt was in Sochi in Russia meeting Putin. And the significance of that is I want you to remember something. Go back in history. In the Seven-Day War, who were the countries that were significant in that? It was Syria, and Egypt against Israel. So what is happening here? What's the dynamics here? You think they forgot? You think Egypt forgot? You think Syria forgot? There's going to be a major meeting with Turkey, France, Germany, and Russia about Syria. And just 2 weeks before that meeting happened, the Egyptian president goes to Russia to meet Putin. What do you think that conversation was about? You know, we've known about the problem that you had for so long. Here's how we're going to deal with it, and this is the role we want you to play in it. It's all coming together. And this is why I sincerely think that Israel realizes that, and their alliance is on shaky ground, and they're going to push the issue. This is why they've been, this is why the U.S. has been, has invaded Syria, and Israel has been invading Syria as well. I think the overall push for the war is going to be big now. It's going to be huge. So the Egyptian president meeting celebrity figurehead Putin. And I don't know if y'all know much about Putin. One of the wealthiest men in the world that was able to acquire that great wealth from his organized crime ties. So I would rest assured to say that Putin don't play. Because he comes from a different realm, different background, different upbringing, different mentality. McGregor learned a lesson about messing with Russian men, Chechen Russian men. You're going to be tapping out. You're going to be tapping out. They grow up wrestling bears for fun. Just a different dynamic. Just a different dynamic. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to touch on this just a little. Then we're going to come back, and I want to show why this is going to go into a different realm. 50% of active military forces believe that they will be in an active shooting war with Russia and China in less than 3 months. I mean, within 3 months. Or, sorry, in 2019. So, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'd love to hear from you all. You know, just before we went into the break, I gave my overall geopolitical opinion about what's going on, and that is just my opinion. There were a lot of factual things there, but there was some speculation that I put in there, which I don't have a problem doing, because I'm looking at this for a reason, because how is this going to affect me? How is this going to affect my family? How is this going to affect the community? And then looking at that standpoint, I say, okay, now it's moving into the overall phase of assassination and now it's going to move into detonation. you're going to have more active confrontation between the sovereign nation states, and it's going to be ugly. And just before we went to the commercial break, I said I wanted to just to touch on this just a second. I want to go to one more article really quickly from Sputnik News. Here's the article. And I'm going to tie it into two articles, Keith, to show the significance of them and maybe something that we should be looking at. And here's the article from Sputnik News. UK, US ministers quit Saudi summit over Khashoggi's disappearance. The United States Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and the UK International Trade Secretary Fox both announced they won't be participating in the Future Investment Initiative in Saudi Arabia, a huge conference sometimes known as Davos in the desert. On Thursday, Mnuchin tweeted that he decided to pull out of the major event that Saudi Arabia and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman will be hosting next week in Riyadh. Mnuchin made the statement after a meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who returned from a trip to Saudi Arabia to meet with the members of the royal family on Wednesday and the U.S. celebrity figurehead president. Here's the tweet. Steve Mnuchin, just met with Donald Trump and Secretary Pompeo. We have decided I will not participate in the Future Investment Initiative in Saudi Arabia. Pompeo had previously said that he would assure Saudi Arabia would investigate the journalist Jamal Khashoggi's disappearance after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul and told Trump to give the U.S. long-term Middle East partner a few more days before taking any action. Now, what was the action of U.S. Congress and what congressmen said? What did Lindsey Graham say? I'm going to sanction the hell out of Saudi Arabia. That's not us speculating. That's what he said. And see, Graham is not stupid. He's not going to go on national TV and call for the overall Saudis to get rid of that toxic individual. We won't deal with him. I won't deal with him. And he wasn't saying I, meaning just him individually. He was speaking for all of his cohorts. Article goes on. Fox announced Thursday that he also will not participate in the conference. The UK remains very concerned about Jamal Khashoggi's disappearance. Those bearing responsibility for his disappearance must be held accountable, a spokesman for Fox told BBC. Okay. Must be held responsible. Earlier this week, the Dutch and French foreign ministries, as well as several other politicians and business leaders, also said that they would not be attending the Saudi conference. Foreign ministers of the Netherlands said that the countries demand clarification from Saudi Arabia regarding Khashoggi's disappearance. The Future Investment Initiative, a stop right there, says it all. The Future Investment Initiative. See, they're basically saying, Saudi Arabia, you don't have any future anymore under the terms and alliances that you've already established. What was the old relationship? This is why they're using these descriptive pronouns. This is why they're being very descriptive in their overall. They're establishing, and when you hear about when you hear writings in publication with the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, one of the things that you'll find that they'll say old, 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 old. There's a subliminal message that's being played there. The old is no more. See, what they're saying is that old has got you in this position. There needs to be a new direction. Meaning that tide needs to be completely severed. That means that the petrodollar is gone.
Times have
changed. There it is, Keith. Times have changed. See, the rest of the world is going to mandate this. From what? the evidence is going to be brought forth that they already know. See, the key to this whole thing, it wasn't really that Mnuchin wasn't going. The real key and the real significance is what? When the UK pulled out. When the Netherlands pulled out. When the French and the Dutch pulled out. When all of these other countries start to pull out. Why are they being pulled out? Because they've been received the intelligence report on what really happened and how deep this whole thing is. And this is what this, I'm going to tell you, this is what was said. Ah, this is a favorable crisis for us crushing the petrodollar. That's what Istanbul's meeting is about. This is a favorable crisis for us crushing the petrodollar and the U.S. having the reserve currency status position.
I got a question.
Yeah, go on. One second, Keith.
This isn't a comment. This is a question. Because I believe that the other huge part of this is the United States is just as involved with the killing of this individual as Saudi Arabia is. And they really haven't come out and said too much today yet. But when you start talking about the exposing that's going to go on, it's going to show that the United States is just as guilty in planning this thing as they were. And that's going to really be the nail on the coffin, I believe.
Yeah. And right, Keith, because it's really, this can will extend into Trump's relationship with, celebrity figurehead Trump's relationship with the Saudis that goes back forever. It will extend into the Mueller investigation. It will extend into Jared's relationship with Israel and with Saudi Arabia. It will extend to that. Guess what? They're going to say, guess what? MBS, if I was him, if he was wise, he would leave the country right now, go to another state, and do what Snowden did.
Title.
And start talking. But I don't think that there's a plane that he could get on that any pilot would join him on. Oh, no, no, no. Look, you need to go somewhere else because this plane ain't going to make it. Because what can happen in this whole thing is that the singing of MBS to sing right into the U.S. and say that the authorization and the overall direction was given by the U.S. This is going to be huge. Huge. And why do I say that? And here's some of the backlash of this whole thing. And there was a Turkish general said that Trump won't ban Riyadh. It's not in his best interest. He's going to try to capitalize on it. Who was saying that? That's a Turkish general saying that. Setting the trap even further. Setting the trap even further. And it's going to be severe. Now, why is this so significant? Here's why it's so significant. There's an article. We need to touch on this article. And it's an article from RT. And this article has, let me just set it up. The article talks about U.S. troops. And the article says, I want to read it real quickly. Here we go. From RT International, Apocalypse in 2019. How many months before 2019?
Three.
Not even three.
Not even three. Two and a half.
Two and a half. The article reads, nearly half of U.S. military troops believe America will be drawn. And that word drawn is the key. Because they will be drawn into a war. Nearly half of U.S. military troops believe America will be drawn into a major war next year and see Moscow and Beijing as the main threat, according to recent polls. But is there any base for their anxiety among soldiers? Almost half of soldiers and commanders in the U.S. Armed Forces, 46, believe that the country will be drawn into a large-scale armed conflict in 2019, reveals a new Military Times poll of active duty troops. So you go to the Military Times, and guess what? It's right there. There's the article, Why Today's Troops Fear a New War is Coming. This comes from Military Times. And it goes on, and they give the overall percentages of things. And this article I didn't post as of yet, but here's what it entails. And this is from Military Times. Let me see if I can. Here it goes. Nearly half of all current military troops believe the U.S. will be drawn into a major war. A jarring rise in anxiety among service members worried about global instability in general and Russia and China in particular, according to a new Military Times poll of active duty troops. And let me tell you why those active duty troops anxiety is there. Because you know why, Keith? Because they know they're reading the top secret clearance stuff. They know what's going on and what's how things and assets will be repositioning. They know what's going on in the back channels that the everyday person here is immune from. They know what the overall agenda is and what the orders are. They know because they've been carrying them out. And they know about the overall confrontations that have already happened, the overall secret wars that already been happening, the confrontations that already been happening that don't make mainstream media. They know what's up. About 46% of the troops who responded to the anonymous survey are currently serving military time. Serving military time. Readers said that they believe the U.S. will be drawn into a new war within the next year. That jarring increase from about 5% who said the same thing in a similar poll conducted in September of 2017. And what will I say about that? Those individuals that made that September of 2017 poll, they were absolutely right, because the U.S. has been engaging in wars and confrontations that you haven't heard about in theaters of operation that you know nothing about. Another 50% think that the country will end up in a major conflict during the next year, but that number is falling down for more than two-thirds of those surveyed last year who said a war was unlikely. War on the horizon. And they have a survey there. The fears of a war, as President Trump in his last years repeatedly emphasized, improving military readiness in face of the growing threats from foreign adversaries, both loosely affirmed terrorist groups and traditional major power rivalries. At the same time, the top Pentagon officials have spoken publicly about the need to prepare for conflict against a near peer adversary. When asked about the specific countries, troops said Russia and China were among the top concerns. The poll shows a big increase in the number of troops who identified those two countries as significant are major threats. About 70% of the troops say Russia was a significant threat, up to 18% from last year's survey, and 69% of the troops say China poses a significant threat, up to 24% from last year. Here's the significance of it. Right now, in 2017, Russia was 53%, China was 45%. Now Russia is 71% and China is 69%, because their overall engagement with the two countries have increased dramatically. So that article is there and it's significant. But there's another article before we get into some things and that we need to talk about in regards to this. And I would love to hear from you at any time in this. Give us a call. 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. And I think Scotty wanted to chime in. Scotty, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, got you, Scotty. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is kind of related since we're talking about military operations. That field manual that you mentioned earlier, that's a fraud, man. That's not a U.S. Army field manual. I was reading the manual, and you can tell it's been written by some white identity extremist, some white supremacist propaganda. It's all it is. That's not a real field manual. I mean, think about it. With all the black people that's in the U.S. Armed Forces at all levels or I should say at all ranks, we certainly would have known about this. I mean, why would the U.S. Army or any branch of the military produce an ethnic cleansing field manual talking about killing black folks when you got so many black troops in the U.S. military? We had to vet this stuff, you know, and it's not real. It's not a real manual. That's all I wanted to
say. And you know what? Yeah, you know what, Scott? Because I didn't read it. I didn't check it out. It was there. I definitely wanted to check it out. But yeah, I can definitely see that. But we do know this, that ethnic cleansing is real. I mean, this is sometimes is carried out by the military. But by this being a authentic field manual, I don't know because I didn't read it. Check it out.
It's not. In other people, if you just type in a search engine a title, you will see other people checked it out and found it to be a fraud. I mean, just common sense tells me that you're not going to put something like that in the U.S. Army field manual when you got all these black troops.
Yeah, I didn't check it out. So, yeah, I would definitely, that's what I said when I first got on air. I said I need to check this out as well because I was interested in what was there. So glad that you did. And so, yeah, if I mean, because I know what field manuals look like and how they're written, you know how they're written. And so, but it's definitely still something I want to definitely check out, but I'm glad that you did. And, so that was significant. So good. We need to know those type of things. So very, very significant, very important. So, all right. So what was it saying before, so this one article from the Military Times, why today's troops fear a war is coming soon, because they know it is. I would change it to say why today's troops know a new war is coming, because they've already been engaged in it, in Djibouti, in Syria, in the Ukraine, and in different places around, you know, in the South Sea of China. These confrontations are real. And what is put as a blurb on in the media guide has nothing to do with really what happened. Nothing to do with really what happened, because what really happened is far, far more engaging and significant. But here was a significant thing, that there's an article out of Sputnik News, and it says General Petraeus warns U.S. U.S. and U.K. military alliance at risk. This pretty much puts everything together, and it's pretty, pretty significant. Here's what the article says from Sputnik News. General Petraeus warns U.S. U.K. military alliance at risk. More than two decades since Good Friday Agreement was signed in April of 1998, ending the conflict in Northern Ireland, memories of the 30-year crisis are still alive. General David Petraeus, once the top U.S. military officer who oversaw the American forces in Iraq and Afghanistan, has warned that prosecuting British soldiers for crimes they allegedly committed during the three decade internal conflict in Northern Ireland could threaten the UK's alliance with the United States. The very special relationship between our two militaries, which has been built over the decades of serving shoulder to shoulder in the hardest tests of battles, could be put at risk by the present situation, Proteus warned on Thursday, yesterday. Speaking at the Center for Right Political Exchange think tank in Westminster, he argued that the over-expansive interpretation of European convenience of human rights could place the UK in an untenable position where its forces' combat ability is limited because of their operations under the different laws. David Petraeus warned that British fighting capacity would be greatly diminished if it cannot reform the legal framework within which it fights, restoring the primacy of law of the armed conflict. Petraeus' comments came amidst an ongoing debate about investigating soldiers served in Northern Ireland during the Troubles and allegedly committed crimes, including murder, as well as those who have served in conflict post 9/11 war. Although disagreeing with General Petraeus that the current situation was hampering recruitment, Labour peer Lord West, who took part in the discussion, admitted that damage has been done to the moral of military personnel. Lord West added that the violation of the Geneva Convention establishes the standards of international law of humanitarian treatment in wars should not go unpunished. That's the key here. There it is, right there, Keith. And Keith said it, the torture realm. In February 2017, police services of North Ireland figures showed that investigating into killing of armies of the army accounted for about 30% of its legal workload. The police legacy branch is still investigating over 1,000 deaths not previously reviewed or completed by now dysfunctional historical inquiry team. Those killings, 530s, were carried out by the Irish Republic, 217 by the Loyalist Unions, and 354 by security forces. Why is this so important? Here's the significance of this. You think Petraeus don't know what's going on in the back channels around the world? And what he's seeing is that there's a rift that's being brought between the U.S. and the U.K., and that rift is going to be over what, Keith?
Torture.
And even though they're talking about something that happened 30 years ago, it plays into everything right now, because the overall torture is going to be one of the overall key parts to completely nullifying the U.S. as a rogue state and the sponsor of it.
The violations of the international law. You're going to see things happen in this country that we've only seen happen in other countries that we were a part of. And some of those things you're going to see is when this hits the fan, you're going to start to see some of those countries coming into this country, and they're going to round up people. Some of the people they got to round up concerning this is your Honorable George Bush, his daddy. Because these guys have already been deemed international criminals. Those guys haven't left the country.
They've actually been convicted of war crimes, and that's the important thing in what you're talking about. They've actually been convicted of war crimes.
Yeah, so you're going to see these guys start to be rounded up by the international courts and stuff and deemed guilty because, like you said, they already have all the proof. You know, they already have all the proof. You know, Dave, I got to make a couple of comments. Now, I've been quiet, and I try to stay quiet, as you know. But several things come to mind when I think about this. And one of the things that come to mind is just the way that you've laid everything out today. And it's so fascinating, scary, devastating, ominous of what is about to happen. And the masterful plan that you laid out, how it's all coming together and work towards this goal. But with that being said, I have to go off on a different tangent. I apologize if I offend anybody, but I think that this has to be said. This show is to get people to listen up and prepare for what's about to happen. All right? And I'll use Dave's words. Listen, this is very, very, very important. And it absolutely is. But what also brings to mind, Dave, to me, is there's a plan that was even more masterful than this one. And where I'm getting at is if you look at how we're fascinated how this plan has come together, it was already foretold to us in Revelations in the Word. Now, it's kind of interesting because at the time that the scriptures were written, 80% of that book was prophetic. It was prophetic. And if you look at that, every prophecy has come true. Well, we still have Revelations, which we're bumping up against. I don't care how you look at it, we're bumping against it. This is all laid out in Revelations. Not only that, but it talks about the fact that all the nations coming together and specifically who they're going to go against. This was laid out thousands of years ago. My point is, Dave, you're absolutely right. We've got to prepare here on earth because this is where we live. But never, ever lose sight of the fact that this is not our home. And just like you are on this radio preparing the people for what's happening, that whole book is the exact same thing, preparing the people to get right for what's about to happen. And again, I understand that we're in a time in which a lot of people don't want to hear this. But the facts remain, Dave, is that you cannot refute the fact that no other religion has prophecy that has come true that was profited 100,000 years ago. And they're coming true, and they're coming true exactly as he said down the line. Just like you pointed out this plan, and it's come together just like that, the Word does the same thing on the largest scale. So I'll get off my high horse, if you will. But people, I would suggest strongly, very, very, very important, that we have to prepare for what's about to happen here on earth. Because it's going to happen. But that's not the end all, be all.
Right.
You have to prepare for the things that's going to happen after that as well.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's
these events that are seemingly not really a burden or a task to us now, it appears that way, but they've already have been for so long, you know. Whereas our overall, the human species is as ill as it is because of the controlling factors that dictate these events. The mercury is already in our bodies. The control mechanism has already been placed there. As the weather has already been forecasted that the storms are coming, and they continue to beat and disturb the landscape. And it's up to us to discern, okay, what are we going to do about this? What's important to me? What's important to my family? What's important to the community? And we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of it, real quickly, we're going to look at a couple more things, and then, okay, now what? Now what? From where we stand, even though the poison has been put into us, we do not have to allow it to degrade us. there's a stronger, much stronger will than what has already been done, if we choose to have it. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to call in, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'd love to hear from you. And, you know, just when one of the things that a couple of things that I want to highlight, but I would always love to hear from you. There are also that go along with this is some very, very telling things. And some of the very, very telling things is that so many countries are now starting to drop the U.S. dollar completely, because that was the overall intention here. But how do you drop the U.S. dollar while remaining it strong? See, this is the key, Keith. If you drop your relationship with the U.S. dollar and the U.S. dollar is still strong, that means that you lose. So if you drop the U.S. dollar, what's the most important thing that you have to do before dropping the U.S. dollar? The key is you have to defeat the dollar before you can drop it. Here's what I mean by that. We put in the article, we put in inside of Tando, where Vladimir Putin, let me go to Vladimir Putin. Let me give you something that Vladimir Putin said about war. And I need to find this real quick. Where was it? Okay, here it is. Here it is. And this all goes into to what we've been talking about. Here it is. Listen what Vladimir Putin just yesterday, Keith, text out. I mean, put out tweeting, whatever. Right, that.
Right, right.
That mainstream media platform. From RT, this is Vladimir Putin. After a nuclear holocaust, we'll go to heaven as martyrs. Those who nuke us will go to hell. From Vladimir Putin.
Read that again.
I'll read it again. RT carried this tweet, and I posted it inside of Tando. RT, after a nuclear holocaust, we'll go to heaven as martyrs. Those who nuke us will go to hell. Putin on RT.com/9GRJ, whatever that means, and it's right there inside of the article I posted. Apocalypse in 2019, is Russian and U.S. war possible? Remember their snap drills that they just had last week with live nukes. Russia did. Mm-hmm. You don't have snap. You have snap drills, but you don't upload live nukes on your bombers. That's a mistake waiting to happen.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You don't go that far. Unless you know you're going there in the future. Because, see, loading up nukes onto a plane, a tactical plane, is an ordeal in a It's a operation, and generally you don't go through that extreme in those operations. You just mock those things. But see, when the pressure's on, if you don't have anything, any basis of experience to go off of, then guess what happens when the pressure is on? You're gonna make mistakes. So when you start uploading live nukes onto strategical bombers, you taking them from their exclusionary zone and putting them into the open air and putting them on, loading them on a plane, everybody's sweating when you're doing that, Keith.
Dave, you know, when I was in the military, and I was in a couple of different branches. But on one of them, when I was in the air, I worked on what they call MERS and TERS. And what MERS and TERS were, those were the things that you hung underneath the aircraft that would hold the ammunition. Well, the thing is, those are electrically controlled. So what that means is that you can have a mishap simply by any kind of electrical discharge or something like that. So in the other branch of the service, the fact of the matter is, when you had a live ammunition operation, the safety things put on in place are mind-boggling. And those are just simple things. We're just talking about individual rounds, because right, like you said, those things can happen so easily, even with all those things in place. Well, what you're talking about with the nuclear thing, that's a whole different level. Because in order for an accidental discharge to take place with a weapon, you have to do something wrong.
Yeah.
You know, something you did was not right, and I'll guarantee you that you had already been trained previously not to do what you just did to cause that accidental discharge.
Right. It's a negligent discharge. It ain't an accident.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You messed up.
Yeah.
That's not the case with nuclear weapons. An electric discharge or anything else can set those things off. And that's even before you get into the realm of human error.
Yeah. Yeah, very.
It's just something that you don't want to play with, because if you make a mistake with it, can be devastating. And one of the mistakes is that that thing could, you know, it's the arming and all these other things and things. But when you start to use, one of the biggest problems is that someone will register, hey, they just loaded live nukes. Are they going live? And they just telling us that they're not? Because believe me, when they loaded those live nukes, there's nuke sniffers that go out and they can say, oh, wait a minute, the atmosphere done changed. Somebody done put some real stuff up in, and it's up in the air and it's multiple ones? Man, it gets to be a real. Now what you can have is that all of your fail safes can fail. And that's what you don't want.
You know, Dave, to simplify things, and we'll just do it on a level of somebody that's not necessarily been in the military or nothing. We'll put it on the point of an athlete. Right, whether he's kicking field goals or making free throws, he can do that all day. He hit 9 out of 10 from that free throw line all day. As a matter of fact, he could show off and he could show you where he can make a decent percentage blindfolded.
Yeah.
But put him on that line when the score is 98-98 and there's no time left on that clock.
The dynamics change
considerably. Now that's one person, one time. Now you got a whole military on that line.
Yeah.
And because the infrastructure that it takes to do that is huge. And you know, and I'm gonna tell you another thing is that those individuals in the military, they don't know if their drill is going to go live, and they're just telling them that this is a drill because they don't want them to make a conscious decision to say no. Remember, there was a Russian submarine commander that prevented World War III during the Cuban Missile Crisis. As of recently, there was a, don't know how true, but there was supposedly a lady that was the communication hub and transfer that refused to communicate something to U.S. tactical nuclear subs on a fire order. She refused to do it. See, this is why the governments, they're funny what they do, because they know at some point somebody may say, hold on. If we do this, it's over. So this is why you have these drills and everything else, and then they carry everything out. They think and they say, oh, no, this is not live. It's not late. And they don't know what live is, and they start pulling out these rounds. You start pulling out nukes out of magazines. You know that thing is live. We ain't never used I've only seen that thing two or three times. So it's a lot that goes on. And I'm saying that because real quick, I was saying, Keith, before you drop, before the petrodollar can be dropped, you have to have something to replace it immediately. Before you can drop the reserve currency of the U.S. dollar, you have to have something to be able to replace it immediately. So before you drop it, you have to destroy it and have something ready to come in its place.
Don't quit your job until you have another.
That Keith just said, don't quit your job until you have another one. I say don't destroy your income stream until you have built an income river to bring it to replace it. Absolutely right. So I'm saying that because of this. You're starting to hear, there's an article from RT. I'm not going to read. I'm just give you the headlines. Russia gets rid of U.S. dollar as a matter of national security. Putin said we have to get rid of this as a measure of national security. What does that mean? What does that mean? See, he's doing that because of this. If he's tied to the dollar, that means they can freeze all of his national assets and he won't be able to engage and defend himself in war. That's what that means. So he knows that there's going to be decisions that the U.S. is going to say, okay, cool, we're going to freeze all of your assets. So what? You freeze them. You won't even catch a cold because we don't have none.
And there's something else, Dave, that you're saying in the same line of what you're speaking. And what that is for them to make the announcement. See, I'm not going to quit my job until I have another one. But I'm not going to announce or make noise on the job until it's already laid out as well.
Right.
You know, so for him to make that announcement, that means not only is he moving in that direction, but I already got everything situated that it's a done deal.
And you can't hurt me.
You can't hurt me.
Yeah,
that's exactly it, Keith. And it's and significant things is that another article says, so that one says Russia getting rid of U.S. dollar of a matter of national security, and that was from Putin. Sanctions are forcing Russia to find alternative settlement currencies than the U.S. dollar to ensure the security of the country's economy, according to Vladimir Putin, president. We are moving to de-dollarize the economy. We are doing it so much not because we want to undermine the dollar, but because we want to ensure our security. Next article from RT, Russia liquidates nearly all of its U.S. debt and invests it in gold. Russia and China prepare to ditch the dollar for a national currency in trade for themselves, and then also other ones. But the main one, the last article I put in for today was, sorry, I had to go down. It was further down than I thought. Okay, here it is that from RT as well, Russia welcomes foreign banks to join its money transferring alternative to Swiss. Foreign banks will soon be able to become part of Russia's money transfer networks, will serve as an alternative to the traditional SWIFT, Society for Worldwide Interbank Financing Communications. That's what Swiss is, the Swiss system. Non-residents will start connecting to us this year. People are already turning to us, says a foreign deputy governing of the Central Bank of Russia. Earlier, the official said that by using the alternative payment system, foreign firms would be able to do business with sanctioned Russian companies. And I would just, and it goes on, as of September, 416 Russian companies had joined the system for transfer financing management, including the Russian Foreign Treasury and large company corporations such as Gestapo, Rosneft NEF and other central banks said. The potential exclusion of Russia from the SWIFT worries the country's banks in 2014, when the EU and the U.S. introduced the first rounds of international sanctions against Russia. Okay, so now, what's happening here? They got an alternative for SWIFT, not just for Russia, but for all, exactly, for everyone. Remember what was the UK saying? We need to come up with an alternative. What was France, Germany? What is all of this happening? See, that before they drop the dollar, they have to first kill it. How do you kill it? You don't kill it by dropping it. You kill it by giving everyone another option, an alternative, something else that they can do and use and everything. And then now this is how you kill it. Now you give them all of the reasons why they need to do it.
You know, and that was what I was going to say, Dave. What makes it so interesting is often when I have a discussion and I'll take a point of view, when I've taken my point of view, I'll say, let me tell you why I say that. I think the interesting thing here is not only have they done all that, but they can also say, you know what? And don't get us wrong. We're not doing this because we want to. We're doing this because you made us. You made us. You know, you took advantage of us. You treated us down, dirty, and everything else. This isn't something we want to do. This is something we have no alternative but to do because you brought us to this point.
Yeah. That's exactly it. And the rest of the world is moving in that overall is the purge. It's the purge of the alliance. And so the old relationships are old. The agreements have now staled. They're perishable. All agreements are perishable. They're going to go through a life cycle where they're going to be no longer effective, efficient. And that's what's happening in the world. And it just so happens that this life cycle of the reserve currency status that the U.S. enjoyed for so long and the petrol debt status system that it enjoyed for so long is no longer going to be adhered to by the rest of the world. You can have the petrol dollar in the reserve, but you won't have the overall engagement or the participation of the rest of the world. And that's going to harm us here and everyone individually, your family, and our community collectively. Keith wanted to chime in.
You know, again, I think it's, I apologize about talking so much, but,
it's
the other thing that you're talking about, because you keep talking about these agreements. Well, one of the things I learned about agreements is they're synonymous with what we call contracts. Well, if you look at the definition of a contract, it is a mutual beneficial agreement between two parties. So when you enter into the contract, you enter into because there's an agreement between you two and you're both going to benefit of it. And that's why when you go to courts, they're held up in courts because you both agree. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a defense in that, and it's called an unconscionable agreement.
Yep.
And what that means is, we enter into this contract, but we enter into this contract because you had me over the barrel. I had no choice.
Right. And it was good faith was broken.
The good faith was there, and I had no choice.
Yeah.
And this contract should have never been agreed upon because it was so unfair.
Yeah. Or the fraud in which you established this.
I didn't know.
It was criminal.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
And those are your recourses. Well, if you look at what's going on, most of these contracts that we had were unconscionable contracts. These people entered into these contracts because they had no choice. And that's where we are.
Yep.
Well, well said. So, all right, everyone. Well, let me see. We have any callers in queue? No, not whatsoever. So we're going to get ready to get out of here. I just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Prepare. Right. Get assets, get things that you're going to need. You're going to be able to use them in the future, and they're going to bring you some level of options, which is very, very important. So It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Much love, much respect. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.